Our scripture today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning with verse 17. Paul is writing, he says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." And then verse 20, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church and all of our friends joining us today. I am so glad that you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the chat. If you have prayer requests or a praise report, send them to us. If you want to follow along on my outline, you can do so on the website or the Christ Church app. Well, good day, mates. It is good to be back from down under in Australia. We had a wonderful time visiting our daughter Jenny, her husband Todd, our granddaughters Imogen, who's 2 years old now, and Charlotte, who's just 4 months old. We hadn't seen them for 2 years, and it was great to be able to share kisses and cuddles with them, as they like to say it. Well, I hope you are doing well in this new year. I thought the other day, I'm sure we're all going to face challenges in 2022. We can anticipate that. And we can also anticipate great blessings, too. Remember this, there is always hope. There's always encouragement. There are always great possibilities when we are walking together with Jesus. Amen? Amen. Today I'm beginning a new message series titled, The New You. When I was young in Christ and just beginning to read the Bible and listen to Christian preaching and teaching, it felt to me as though there was a lot to learn and to take in. So I understood that Jesus loved me, that he cared for me, that he had displayed that love most completely by dying on the cross for my sins, for my salvation. I was so amazed at what Jesus had done for me. It was his love and willing sacrifice that captured my heart. And so I leaned in more fully to see what following Jesus was all about. In college, I was reading the scriptures and I read the different letters written to people and churches in the New Testament. I began to understand that God saves us for a reason, for a purpose, for a mission. That he sent Jesus to rescue us from all the deception and lies that Satan is always peddling that lead to destruction. God has this mission so that we might be changed, that we might be transformed, and then join God in the mission of helping others to be changed, transformed, saved as well. I discovered God has a mission for us. And it unfolds as we begin to discover our new identity in Christ. Get this, as a follower of Christ Jesus, God gives you a new identity. In our text today from 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Apostle Paul says this, "Therefore, if anyone," and that includes all of us, "if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? A new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." At the heart of the Christian gospel is this truth. In Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. It's an amazing spiritual work that God does within us through our faith in Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit who comes to live within us. In Christ, there is a new you. Post new you in the chat. That simple truth, that simple idea, there is a new you, began to take hold in my young heart. And as I've explored over the years more of what that means, it's also helped me to understand more of what I should do. Have you ever been in a situation where you didn't know just what to do? Has there ever been a time when a scene unfolded in front of you and you weren't sure how to respond? Sometimes we are not sure about our role. We're not sure exactly what to do. So several years ago, I was driving down the street in Oklahoma City and I saw this fight breaking out between these two high school students with all these other people gathered around, except it wasn't much of a fight. One guy was on top, pummeling the other guy. And at first I just thought, keep driving, not my business. But then I thought, wait a minute, I'm a Christian. A pastor, in fact. I'm supposed to care about injustice and people being treated poorly, and that kid could really get hurt. So I pulled over, I got out, I walked over, walked up to the crowd, and I told the bully to leave the other kid alone. And he turned around, he bowed up, and he asked, well, who the bad word are you? I took a gulp of air and I said, I'm a pastor, Bob Feist, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you. And I'm telling you to leave him alone. Well, then he got up in my face and he said, well, bad word, Jesus. Whew. And with that, everything got quiet. Even the people standing around the guy stepped back a little bit. And I thought, wow, this guy is bold. But I kept staring into his eyes and I was praying, Lord, help me here. And then he turned and said, let's get out of here. And within seconds, the group that had gathered around the kid getting beat up was gone. They just scattered. And even the kid getting beat up, he jumped up and he took off running. Nobody else said anything to me. It was all over in a matter of seconds. So I got in my car and I drove down the road. Now that's kind of a crazy story, and I don't recommend that that's what you do. But it really helps to illustrate one main thrust of this whole message series. You have a new identity in Jesus Christ. There is a new you. And if you're taking notes, write this down. When you know who you are, you'll know what to do. When you know who you are, you'll know what to do. So what went through my mind in those quick few moments as I was driving by? I think it was something like this. I'm an adult. I'm a Christian. I'm a church leader. I'm trying to do what Jesus wants me to do, so I don't let bullies beat up other students. When you know who you are, you'll know what to do. That's the heart of this whole message series. The problem, in my opinion, is this. Many Christians really don't know who they are in Christ. And because they don't know who they are, they often don't know what to do. Sometimes when I'm talking with people, they tell me, Bob, you know, you're the pastor. I'm just a regular Christian. And yet, if you are a Christian, there is nothing regular about you. You need to understand that. In fact, you are filled with the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the grave. That's not regular. You have access to the very throne of God. That's not regular. You have the authority to use the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. There is nothing regular about you. And when you know who you are, you'll know what to do. That's what this series is about. Next week, you're going to discover that you are the masterpiece of God, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which He prepared in advance for you to do. The following week, you're going to see that you're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of your testimony. Week four, you'll see that you're the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Today, you are an ambassador for Christ. So let's let God's word speak to us. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Paul says, therefore, if anything is what? In Christ. What is he? He's a new creation. The old's what's happened to it? Has gone. The new has come. If you are in Christ, if you are a Christian, if you've turned from your sins and met the risen Jesus, you are a new creation. And all new creations have new purposes. Post new purposes in the chat. The old, the filth, the junk, the sin, the guilt, the shame, that's all gone. All of your sins have been forgiven. The guilt and the shame are no more. You are a new creation. The problem is, some of you are Christians, but you don't understand who you are as that new creation. It's like when a caterpillar becomes a new creation, the butterfly. That is so cool. But imagine if the butterfly kept crawling around like a caterpillar. That's what some Christians do because we don't understand who we are in Jesus Christ. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:19, God has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Check this out. God has committed to us. And if you're a Christian, you are in the us. He has committed to you the message. It's your message. It's your calling. It's your ministry. He's committed to you the message of reconciliation. Well, what does reconciliation mean? It means to help people be made right with God. It's to take that which is broken as we are separated from God by our sins and to help others know who Christ is so that they can be made whole and made right with God. God has committed to you the message of reconciliation. In verse 20, he says, we are therefore what? Christ's ambassadors. As though God were doing what? Making his appeal through us. Get this. You are an ambassador. God has committed to you the message of reconciliation as though he were making his appeal through you. When you know who you are, you'll know what to do. So who do you think you are? Well, let me tell you who you are. And write this down. You are an ambassador sent by God. You are an ambassador sent by God. Now, in our world, an ambassador is the highest ranking diplomat sent as a representative from one country to another. If you're a Christian, who are you? You are the highest ranking diplomat sent by God to share the message of his kingdom on earth. You are an ambassador sent by God. Now you might say, wait a minute, I'm not God's ambassador. In fact, I'm a mess. I don't know the Bible. I make mistakes. I mess up. I say stupid things. I'm not an ambassador. But listen, you are Christ's ambassador if you're a Christian. Note this, as Christ's ambassador, you were not elected by people. You were chosen and appointed by God. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. You're not elected by people. You were chosen by God. Jesus said in John 15:16, you did not choose me, but I did what? I chose you. And what else did I do? Appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Look at Jesus' words in John 15:19. As it is, you do not belong to the world. This isn't your home, but I have chosen you out of the world. Jesus chose you. You've been chosen and appointed to bear fruit, to represent him, to be an ambassador. You may say, but I don't feel good enough to be an ambassador for God. Well, lots of others have felt that way too. In fact, Paul himself, the guy who wrote about half of the New Testament, once felt that way too. He was a guy who at one time persecuted Christians, had them locked up in prison for their faith, but God had other plans. And so Saul encountered Jesus Christ, the risen Christ, and the brightness of his glory blinded Saul. And God told him to go find a man named Ananias who would help him. And when God told Ananias about it, he said, "No way! That dude will kill me. I've heard about him." And God said, "He is different now." And this is what God said to Ananias, Acts 9:15. But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. This man, Saul, now Paul, has my chosen instrument to take carry my name before the Gentiles. He is my ambassador to the Gentiles. I've chosen and appointed him to represent me to the Gentiles. He's my chosen instrument." And guess what? You are God's chosen instrument to be an ambassador to a certain group of people as well. Who is that? Well, it might be the people that you work with or serve with. It could be the people in your family, or it could be the people that you're connected with at school or in the community. You are God's chosen instrument. He has chosen you as His ambassador to them. Doesn't matter what other people think. You were not elected by people, but chosen and appointed by God. Another thing, as Christ's ambassador, you never represent yourself. You always represent God. You don't represent yourself. You represent the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It's never about you. Jesus was the ultimate ambassador, and He said what we too should say. John 6:38. He said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do what? Not to do my will, but to do the will of whom? The will of Him who sent me." I'm here to represent Him. We are here to represent Him. So we try to live up to a higher standard in our words, deeds, and actions. I think about what I say, how I say it. I think about what I do and how I do it. Am I representing Christ well to others in what I say and do? In the way that I use my time, my money, my influence? Now, I know a lot of you might say, "But I can't do that. I'm not qualified to represent God to others. How can I do that?" Well, here's the deal. As Christ's ambassador, you speak in the authority you've been given. Take Paul. Over and over again, he said, "I'm not an eloquent speaker. I just preach by the power of the gospel." He said, "I'm the least of the apostles. They're up here, and I'm the low guy on the totem pole. I just do this in the authority that's given me by Christ." Here's what he said in 2 Corinthians 10:8. He said, "I may seem to be boasting too much about the authority given to us by whom? By the Lord. But our authority builds you up. It doesn't tear you down. So I will not be ashamed of what? I will not be ashamed of using my authority." That's what you need to do. You're not ashamed of using Christ's authority. It's not your power. It's His power. Here's what's crazy about those first century believers. They understood that their power was in Jesus, not in themselves. But they had authority to use His name. So, sick person, I've got no power to heal you, but in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. And sick people were healed. Demon-possessed person, I've got no power over demons, but in the name of Jesus Christ, demons, come out! And they would. As an ambassador of Jesus Christ, you have been given His authority. You're not just a regular Christian. You're a person who has been filled with the same Spirit that raised Christ from the grave. There's nothing regular about you. You have been called and appointed by God. You never represent yourself. You always represent Him. You serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Your role on earth is very important. So remember this. When you know who you are as Christ's ambassador, when those times come, you'll know what to do. Whether it's at home or work, school, among family, friends, when you know who you are, Christ's ambassador, He will help you know what to do. Let's pray about that. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank You again for the good news of the gospel. You sent Jesus on a mission to give us new purpose and a new identity. And because of who He is, Son of God, because of what He has done, lived, died, and raised, we are changed and transformed when we place our faith in Him. We believe, we put our faith in Jesus, and the Holy Spirit comes to help us be the Christ-like person God intends us to be. The old has gone, the new has come. Wow. And so we are ambassadors for Christ. We represent Him to the rest of the world through our words, attitudes, and actions. And when we know who we are, we know better what to do in the everyday situations of life. Lord, help us to see and understand this new you that you see. And by your Holy Spirit, help us to live it out day by day. In Jesus' name we've prayed. And everyone said, amen, amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I would love to hear from you. Let's talk. Or maybe you'd say, hey, what I really need is Christ. I need that new life that Jesus brings. I want to experience new purpose, new meaning, new power. If that's you, simply pray this prayer. Jesus, I need you. Your life-changing power. I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that you died for me. And right now, I trust you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit in my life. Friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, well, welcome into the family of God. And what a great day. A great day for you. A great day for all those who know you. This impacts them too. So tell them about it. Tell somebody. I'd love to hear from you too. You know, if you have prayer requests or praise reports, again, we would love to hear from you. Use the app, the website. Of course, thank you for your generosity. You know, giving is the tangible way. We thank God for His goodness. And you go online, make a gift. And thank you for helping us reach others with the love and grace of Jesus. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities and find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, God gives you a new identity in Christ, the new you. And when you know who you are, you know what to do. For now, who do you know that needs this new life, this new identity, this new purpose in Christ?